you are being influenced. If you've watched any blockbuster film in the last decade, then chances are that it's been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Here's the reality. The CCP is running the largest influence campaign in history. In Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.
You guys, I'm stoked about my guest today because I have talked many times on the show about arming yourself if you're looking for personal protection. I've talked about training and what you need to do and all kinds of things if you want to get a firearm and protect yourself. But there are a lot of people out there that, for a variety of reasons, are not comfortable carrying a lethal weapon. So I am super stoked because I have something for you today. I would like to welcome David Clemens to the show today. He is with Hero 2020. This is a non-lethal personal protection device. Looks like a gun, but it just spits out the nasty. I mean, that should actually be your new slogan. Looks like a gun, just spits out the nasty. David, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Mandy. And thank you, David, for having me. This is a great opportunity to see you again, Mandy, and also tell our story to your audience. Thank you.
I had the opportunity to shoot this thing last week, and I've got to tell you, super, super, super cool. And there's a video on the blog today. You guys just won Product of the Year at the American Outdoor Show. That's pretty significant.
Yeah, at the SHOT Show, we had no idea this was going to happen. But boy, was it a big deal. The cameras came, the people in jackets came, and they awarded us. And, you know, for a little company to put its all heart in and to be able to be recognized like this, it was so great. And it was so important to us that it actually happened because it really pushed us. It was good.
Let's talk about Hero 2020. Why is this even a thing?
Hero 2020 is really about an idea that we had when we had some horrific events take place in my life and Dan's life. And Dan and I've known each other for 40 years. Dan's a really top-notch engineer.
Dave's the nerd.
Yeah,
in your pairing, Dave's the nerd. So I don't think that Dan is going to get upset when I say Dan's the nerd. He's the engineer.
No, he's not. Dan is really a very, very bright guy, and we're surrounded by people like that. We're very, very lucky. Dan and I came up with some ideas, and when we started digging in, we thought, could we actually build something that was more powerful, a little bit better than what's on the market today, than these kind of weak pepper spray things that you don't even know they're going to work.
I don't want to be clear. You said some bad things happened. You knew of people that were attacked, and specifically females,
family, and very close friends.
Right.
We've lost some people and had some very close calls. And both Dan and I decided, you know what, it's time to make a difference and do something that's purposeful. Something long-term that's purposeful. And, you know, I think we've done it and we're only starting, but this has really been part of our great mission. We have a mission of saving lives and training people, and also saving lives, training people that they have a go-to plan. Like, do you have a go-to plan? If you go to the mall, you park your car and you come out late, what's your go-to plan? If there's a road rage and you see it in front of you, behind you, do you know what to do? And Dan and I go, like, most people don't, because everybody conceals a weapon like a 9mm. In this case, we've got something that you don't need a license for. You just need to know how to use it and always have it with you. So you take your car keys, you know, you take your phone, you take your wallet. You know what that fourth item better be, or we hope it is. It's a Hero or something like it, but you got to have a plan.
One of the things I like about the story, because I heard the whole full, long, unabridged version last week, which was awesome. But you guys got all of these personal protection devices together. You got them all and said, what is wrong with this? Because I will tell you, as a woman, since I was about 18 years old, I have owned probably every one of those things. Because as women, we are trained that you are not to walk without something in your hand. You are not to walk. You're not supposed to go and get into your car at night without having some kind of weapon. Guys may not understand this, but that's what's drilled in since you're about 18. A lot of them are unwieldy. A lot of them are too difficult to operate that you could not, in an emergency situation, actually do what it's supposed to do. There's a lot of issues. And you guys kind of looked at all this and said, what do they do right? What do they do wrong? And that's where this weapon came from.
Yeah, it was a pile of these different types of products from all over the world. And the common string that ran through it, Mandy, was that none of them were very good.
Yeah.
They all just seemed cheap to us and not going to work very well. So we wanted to come up. It's not the cheapest product on the planet. We know that we've got a very high quality product, but fair enough price that if it saved your life, you wouldn't think twice about the price of this product.
Well, sure. It's like, how much does the parachute cost? Really care if the, you don't want to cheap out on the parachute. I'm just saying,
what is
the price point since you just brought that up?
Okay. Thank you. It's $289 for the product, but what you get for the product is, you get a full box that's ready to go with the charger.
Pull that out because I'm going to post this. I'm going to post the Zoom call after the show on my Facebook page.
Good.
So pull it up and actually hold it up so people can get a sense of size.
So take a look at this. This is my iPhone.
Right.
And here's the unit right next to it.
Oh, wow.
Just to give you an idea of how small that is. It'll fit right in your pocket. It's very easy to use.
I can't wait now. Yeah. Dave, you got to let me do this. You use the pocket thing, and I pointed out to both you guys, it fits in a man pocket. It does not fit in a woman pocket because women's pockets are stupid, and designers think we don't ever need to carry anything, so they're about as deep as an inch and a half, so they fit in a man pocket, but they're about the size of a Derringer, really.
Yeah, you've got a good point. It's about the size of an iPhone, just a little bit thicker, but we're coming up with something, and I'll just put it right up on top, Mandy. Something that's much smaller. Take a look at that.
Yeah, I didn't get to shoot this last time. It's really cool. What do they fire? What comes out of the Hero 2020? How does it work?
Okay, so the Hero 2020 is a platform, and I'm just going to take it apart real quick for you. If you look at it, this is the cartridge. It's two shots, and I have the pop-up ball. It has two shots under power, nitrogen power. It's going to come out at a blazing 150, 200 feet a second.
Okay, but what's a pop-up ball?
A pop-up ball is a wax ball with powder irritant. When it hits, it explodes. It causes a PAVA cloud, and that's the irritant. It's going to go after your eyes, ears, nose, and mouth and cause a spasm.
This is in the normal vernacular, it's similar to pepper spray. It's just not pepper spray. Okay.
Exactly. So it's pepper spray in a ball.
In a ball. Perfect.
This platform right here, if you look at it, you can just clip it on.
Yeah.
It's that fast.
Oh.
And you shoot two shots, you put another one on that fast, and you get to safety.
I should say that my daughter, who is almost 12, took this apart, put it together, and then fired it and had no problem at all.
Is so good to hear.
Yeah, very, 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 very safe. So the PAVA balls come out. So here's the thing that I love about this. And Dave, I think this was the point you were making earlier when you were talking about this. Like, one of the reasons people don't want to carry a firearm is that there's too many other people and things that could go wrong,
Yes.
And if I were in a mall, a crowded situation, and there were a gunman, I would not feel comfortable pulling a firearm. I would totally try and hit him in the face with that. 100%. Because worst case scenario, I guess mall goers, but I'm not going to kill anybody.
Right. Or road rage or running a trail. There are so many places that we are in our lives. We have very active lives. And the best thing that we can give and the advice that we give anybody, whether it's the Hero Defense Systems company providing products or any company, is train, learn, have a go-to plan, share it with your family. Be able to answer, if you were in the situation and somebody approached you, what would you do? This is dad to his daughter.
Yeah.
This is the daughter to her grandparents. This is the son that left home. And, he was never around any kind of weapons. He can now have somebody he's not completely overwhelmed by.
Right.
The Hero is an easy entry point for quality self-defense.
So let's talk about training, because that's, you don't want to go around shooting people with pepper balls. So how do you train with this little thing?
That's really good. When you get your box, the first thing you'll notice is that there's a trainer right on the product. We put our trainers in white and all of our actives in dark, like charcoal black. Mm-hmm. So you'll know which cartridge is which. But when you get it, it has everything in, including a target. And we have targets that you can shoot and a QR code that gets you all the video online. So see that little QR code? It's right in the top. So as soon as you open up the box, we're all about training, safety and training.
This, I cannot recommend this highly enough. I mean, you guys are not a sponsor. I want to be clear about this. I saw this and this thing is so cool that I wanted to bring it to your attention, because this is the kind of thing that I fully believe that the force of this ball, which is considerable, it is, I mean, I would imagine it leaves a nasty mark if you hit somebody. And a nasty mark, like a bad bruise. Like if you get hit short shot from a paintball gun, same thing.
And you're talking about the pava ball that comes out of 150, 200 feet. But wait until you see gel. Gel's coming out right now. And that gel shoots a 21-inch ring of gel. Heavier droplets, some aerosol, and it covers the upper torso.
Oh.
Mandy, it's bright red. It marks.
Oh,
it
that's fantastic.
Amazing. Yeah.
So
yeah, it's
basically,
really exciting.
You look like you're going to throw up red vomit all over these people. That would be amazing.
Something like that. You may.
So cool. So, so cool. Yeah, Dave.
Yeah, a couple questions. The pava balls. Let's say I buy one of these things and I have it on me and nothing happens where I have to ever take it out for about 3 years. And then something happens. Are these balls good for a 3 year period? What's their lifespan?
Yeah. So, you know, because we like to have people stay in touch with us and buy more of our product, we put expiration dates on them, but the efficacy is the active ingredient is surrounded in kind of a vacuum. So it doesn't get air, you know, moving across it. So the fact is 3 to 4 years, the product's still going to be good. It may be knocked down a couple percentage points, but it's in this self-contained capsule. So I think you're going to be good.
I would worry about
like drugs. Drugs wear out too.
The integrity of the capsule is what I would worry about, is that I would go to use it and the capsule itself had become brittle and it exploded before it got to its intended target. Do you see what I'm saying?
Think about this. If it's within your 15-foot ring of safety, you're going to get covered in powder.
Right.
And we, and Mandy, so you know, that is what we call burst. It's a whole product line.
Right.
That we're coming out with that. It's just like the ball. If the ball breaks before it gets out of the actual barrel, which it hardly ever would do. But if it did that, it's not much different than our burst product anyway. It's a very reliable way of distribution of pava powder or pava gel.
I feel like the gel would be a great option for law enforcement. And I know there's a lot of to-do right now about they use pepper gas. I'm sorry if people are in a riot. I don't really care if they get pepper sprayed. I really don't. I just, you know, if you're going to be stupid, you better be tough. But ultimately that gel seems like, especially with the colors on it, where you could, even if you just created a gel that had, or a ball that just had dye in it, that they could shoot people that were acting badly and go find them later.
Yeah.
You know?
The dye, it's going to stain. It's designed to be a marker.
It's like dye packed dye.
It's a 21-inch ring of red dye.
Oh,
and I
gosh.
Mean, if you leave it on, you're going to have like, you know how Kool-Aid is after you.
Yeah.
Same
All
thing.
Right. Yeah, Dave.
One of the cool things about this is it has laser targeting.
Yes.
I mean, that is so cool. And in an emergency situation, that can make the difference. You want to hit this target.
Yeah.
So it's got 200 lumens of bright light. So that's the stun light. And the laser is like a.
And see, you can't, Dave, that is not coming through because he did this to me in real life. And that light is horrible.
Oh, it's blinding. Yeah.
I would not be surprised if the light itself was enough to deter someone from coming at you.
It has a dual purpose.
Yeah.
The light is going to, you get a light like that in your eyes, what's going to happen? You're going to just stop in your tracks.
Yeah, that's right.
And now you're a target.
Yep.
Yeah, our whole goal is to demotivate an attacker. As something's escalated, we want to demotivate. And by showing the power that we're ready, that light is immediate, the laser is immediate, and the fact that you know how to use it because you've trained, that's the worst thing that can happen to an attacker is that you know what you're doing.
Have law enforcement agencies tried this and seen it and made any comments about it?
You know, in Salt Lake City, they have a very special place where they train 30,000 officers, sheriffs, and things like that every year. And I mean, it's quite a thing. We took our product up there and had a chance to work with them on it. And they were amazed at our product. And we were invited down by the district attorney of Utah. It was great to go in there and have their input. But we've had SWAT teams in LA. We've had sheriff departments in Oregon. We have had people from all bail bondsmen. We've had security companies in Colombia. We've had people from all over the world looking at this from not only a personal a personal protection device, but also a commercially used for their companies and right. or missions.
Well, I think anything that could allow whether they're professional or not, someone to stop a bad actor in a non-lethal fashion, I think that's the preference for a vast majority of people. And you know what? Maybe it doesn't stop everybody, but it's going to give you a better chance. I will tell you this. Yeah. If my daughter was going to college in the fall, she would be taking one of these with her for sure. 100%. It would be going to her dorm room or wherever she was going without a doubt, because
we find a lot of dads mm-hmm. buying for their daughters that are in school. And generally they're not in the same city. They're yeah. across U.S. So,
yep. you know, when you think mm-hmm. of the cost of this thing, $200+ sounds like a lot of money.
It's less than
but
a gun.
If you're wanting to get a defensive weapon, a 9mm, that's going to go 500 yeah. to $1,000.
And if yeah. Yeah, and if you can get ammunition, like, let's yeah. be real. If you can get ammunition right now, this is yeah. a great alternative, even for yes. a person who owns firearms. I yeah. will tell you that I'm going to be picking some of these up for my household. Just another household defense item. Outstanding. This is outstanding. And no wonder you guys won Product of the Year. You guys can see more at the website, KOANewsRadio.com, or check them out, Hero2020.com. Dave Clemens, thank you, and your nerd friend, Dan.
Hey, Mandy, we've got a special for you for your listeners.
Oh, hit me.
If your listeners go to our website, Hero2020.com, and just shop. If you enter the coupon Mandy, you get a 10% discount. And on top of that, we provide the soft case that has room
nice.
For everything you need inside nice. Of it. All
that's,
of your cartridges and your products.
You guys got to see this. I will have this on the blog. I'll put it up on on my Facebook page.
There you go.
This weekend. So you there guys you can see it. It's very, very cool. Thank you so much for your time today, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Mandy and David. You guys are a lot of fun to be with today, and thanks for just all your help and support.
All right, thank you.
Hollywood is under siege from an external force. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP has infiltrated major studios. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/free.